Pyongyang's troops have captured them. And in the meantime, they've got two nuclear-armed missiles that can reach Hawaii, or maybe even San Francisco. Or Beijing, Quang said tightly. Or Shanghai. Believe me, we are just as concerned about this as you are. So why aren't you doing something about it? The Council is considering several options. We believe the missiles are under the control of a rebel faction of the North Korean army. The government in Pyongyang, such as it is, Quang added with a sardonic sneer, is seeking to avoid an outright civil war. They want to take the rebels with as little violence as possible. They're going to launch those missiles, the secretary said, her voice flat and hard. Unless somebody stops them, they're going to launch both those nukes. If they attack China, we will obliterate them, Quang said flatly. They know that. But if they attack the United States... Shifting uneasily in the armchair, Quang said, that would be regrettable, and an American strike on the DPRK would be even more regrettable. What do you expect us to do? Think before you act. An American invasion of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is no more acceptable to China today than it was in 1950, and a strike against the DPRK would force us to retaliate, to say nothing of the effect the fallout would have on Japan. We wouldn't have to nuke them necessarily, the Secretary of State said, but her tone was subdued, tentative. Quang replied, If you attack North Korea in any way, the pressures on my government to protect our Asian neighbor would be overwhelming. It is a matter of face as well as realpolitik. The Secretary studied her old friend's unreasonable expression for several moments. Then, You'd launch a nuclear strike against us? Quang stared back at her for a long, silent moment. Then he murmured, You must realize that there are factions within our council as well. We have our own hardliners, you must understand. But that's just what the terrorists want. Don't you see, they want a nuclear Armageddon. As I told you, we do not believe they are terrorists. They do not seek nuclear holocaust. Then what do they want? Control of the government in Pyongyang, reunification with South Korea, under their terms, economic aid, neutralization of Japan, the removal of American bases and influence in East Asia. The secretary sagged back in her chair. It was her turn to be silent now, thinking that what the North Koreans wanted suited the Chinese government perfectly. A stalking horse, she said to herself. Could Beijing be behind this? If we react against North Korea, will the Chinese use it as an excuse for striking back at us? They want the impossible, she said at last. What they're going to get is pulverized. Do not overreact, I beg of you. If they nuke an American city, the secretary shook her head. You saw our reaction to 9/11, and that was only a couple of buildings that were destroyed. If they wipe out Honolulu or San Francisco, if they kill the president, for God's sake. Quang leaned forward in his chair. The secretary noticed a thin bead of perspiration trickling down his left cheek. Madam Secretary, he said, his tone suddenly stiffly formal, I agreed to meet with you because I, like you, wish to avert a nuclear confrontation between our two peoples. The secretary nodded warily. There was more coming, she knew. However, Quang went on, If the United States attacks the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, my government will be forced to respond. So we're supposed to sit